Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
I'm trying to figure out what this call is on my credit card.
Well, I do completely understand. However, I do work for a call center that services over 300 different companies, so I would have to get an account pulled up before I'd have any information that I can provide.
Okay, so you need to know which account this is on?
Yes, I would have to get an account pulled up before I'd have any information.
Okay, it's my Citi account. You need my account number?
No, I would not need your account number. I would need the account that you'd have with us. So I can try and look that up with the email address that would be on the account.
mclark12@cfl.rr.com. I don't know who you represent because I don't know why I would have this charge. I need to know what it's for.
Yes, I do completely understand. And may I please have the first and last name that would be on the account?
Marion Clark.
Thank you. And I have located an account for propertyrecord.com. I'm showing the account would have been created when a property report was pulled.
A property report. Like what? I'm trying to think.
Yes, it would have been a public record search for a property. So we would have provided all information that has been reported to public records for that property.
Okay, that was probably, yeah, I probably did that. I had to, I couldn't remember. But I guess it was when I was looking up my property to see if there had been any activity trying to, you know, take control of my account, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, okay. I know what it is. I'm assuming that's what it is. So I'm okay. But why did I have a dollar charge one time and then a charge for $18.95? Why wasn't...
Yes, it does state on our website that it is a dollar deposit for our $18.95 volume discount package, which buys you 19 report credits per month.
Do what? I didn't realize I did that. Okay, I'm sorry. So what do I get to do for a month?
Yes, it would have been for our volume discount package, which buys you 19 report credits per month.
19. Oh, I don't even know what I did. Is that to look up my property? Look up my property.
It would be to look up any properties, or we are also able to do a public record search for a person or vehicle.
Oh. Okay. So how do I get this information? I am really totally confused. I vaguely remember something because I was trying to look up my property, my house is what I was looking up. So where do I go to look this up? So, and it's for what, 19 days?
It would be 19 report credits where you can pull 19 reports each month.
19 reports per month?
Yes.
And am I going to be charged this every month?
It is $18.95 per month until the account is canceled.
I want to cancel it right now because I don't think I intend to do that.
I can definitely get the account canceled for you to prevent all future charges effective immediately. And I do have a cancellation confirmation number available whenever you are ready.
I am ready.
That is 3378646.
3378646.
Yes.
And that cancels it immediately?
Yes.
Okay. So this started on what, March the 5th?
I'm showing this account would have been created on March 2nd.
On March 2nd. So I actually had 19 things I could check on within that month up through April 2nd, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you're going to cancel it now, so I can't look up anything else.
Well, yes, you would still have access until April 2nd.
Okay, I have no idea what website I was on. Do you have any idea?
Since you do already have an account with us, you would, to be able to view your report or pull any new reports, you would go to memberreportsonline.com.
memberreports.com.
Is memberreportsonline.com?
Online, okay. I gotta look that up just to see what I did, because I don't remember it. Okay. memberreportsonline.com.
Yes.
Okay. And so you're canceling it. But until April the 2nd, I could look this up.
Yes.
Up to 19.
Yes.
Okay. Because I want to go look at it and see what it is, because I vaguely remember something, because I know I went on to look up my property, but I can't remember anything else about it. So I'm sorry, I just saw this on, I was just paying my bill, and I thought, what is that? So, okay. So House Data Online is not what I go to, it's Members Online.
Yes, you'd go to memberreportsonline.com, as you already have an account with us.
Okay. And if I do it between now and April the 2nd, I won't be charged.
Correct.
Okay, now is that April the 2nd or April the 1st, the last day I can use it?
You would still be able to use it until these. It looks like the 1st, actually. You're correct. It would be the 1st.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go look at it and just see what it is, mm-hmm. because I vaguely remember something why that would be there, but I don't fully remember, but vaguely I do, so I'm going to check it out. Okay, thank you, and I won't be charged then for April.
Yes, I have got the account canceled for you, so there will be no future charges.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, I just didn't know what housedataonline.com was, and I'm like, what on earth? So now I know, and I, like I said, I think I was looking up my address to see if there was anything on that. Okay. I'll go check it out. Okay.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.